We had left off with the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. Yeah, between Rabbeinu Tam and basically all the Rishonim Sfarad. As to the nature of the tikkuna of Rabbi Yochanan of Somech al Shulchan Aruch. So the remember, what's the din of Ben Somech al Shulchan Aviv? So Rabbeinu Tam says that it's parallel to Shmuel, right? And what is the takana? Tiknu she yado ki yad aviv, right? They basically were meshaved him to his father. They considered him part of his father economically, right? It's a general takana that yado ki yad aviv, as opposed to the Rishonei Sfarad, the Groz and Sain to the Rambam, and then all the later Rishonei Sfarad here, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef, and both Ritvas even, all agree with the Rambam on this. Say, no, it's a specific takana by Mitzia. But we pointed out, by Matana, only by Mitzia, not by Matana. So, what would be the din of a matana? So Rabbeinu Tam says, it's la'aviv. The Tos points out, that's Rabbeinu Tam's whole shita. He says, in Erevin, I can't give, even if I give the matana, I can't give my son, Somech al Shulchano, even though I don't want it, I still can't give it to him because he's considered part of me. Obviously, if someone else gave him the matana, which I might want, obviously it goes to me. Right, he's considered my yad. he's not his own rishus, therefore I can't be mizake erev al yado. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't discuss matana in the Tosos, but the Tos and the Mordechai point out obviously it's kol shekein. I can't even give him matana just mizake erev. Kol shekein, if someone actually gives him $1 million, then it goes to me. As opposed to the Rishonei Sfarad, who do not all discuss this, but among the Rishonei Sfarad, what's the din matana? Okay, who gets the matana according to the Rishonei Sfarad? What? The ben gets the matana. Okay, so that's tentatively right. Right? The matana goes to the ben. Why? Because it's a specific takana of Mitzia. Mishum Eva, they made a specific takana about Mitzia. They didn't make any takana about matana. That is already what the Ramban and everyone starts off saying. But here it gets a little tricky, because let's go to the Mishnah in Erevin. What does the Mishnah in Erevin say? Right? So what does the Mishnah in Erevin say? Mizakeh al yedei b'no gadol. Let's leave out the bas for now, just to make things simpler. Right? V'lo al yedei. We'll stick it in. That's the lashon, I think. B'no ubito hagdolim. B'lo al yedei b'no ubito haktanim. How would you explain that? Rabbeinu Tam would say, what is gadol and what is katan mean? That's what he says right here. Right? This means eino samuch al shulchano, regardless of age. What? Al shulchan aviv, right? Eino samuch al shulchano, al shulchan. Aviv, regardless of age, and this means Samach al Shulchan Aviv, regardless of age, right? Because then Yadu Kiyad Aviv, right? Because they were mitakin that they were totally mishabed him to his father, because the Maisi is living off his father. Okay. How would you interpret this if you are the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam sound like? Then no, what does Gadol Katan mean? The Gra points out.
Normal.
The Rambam says it means gadol mamish, right? Bar or bat mitzvah, and katan mamish, right? Under bar or bat mitzvah. So here, we didn't have this clear. Now, gadol mamish always works regardless of samach. Why? Because they were mitakin anything about matanas. They were only mitakin mishum eva. Clearly, eva shouldn't apply here. I'm giving my son a matana. There's no eva. I wanted to have the matana. Here, I wanted to use haker for other people. So there's clearly no eva, right? So that's so says the Rambam. This is very clear. Gadol mamish. What's the reason? Right? Because there's no takanas eva, right? Okay, now here's something that's a little less clear in the Rambam. Why did the katan not work?
Das.
What?
Maybe he has no das.
Ah, so you're saying maybe the katan doesn't work because he has no das, and if he has no das, then he can't be zocha the eruv. The problem is, Tosfos already pointed out that you're wrong. Why? Because who can I be mizak al yidei? The Amma Ivriya. An Amma Ivriya can only be a Ktana because she's Yotzeit B'Simanim. So what does Tosfos already say in our daf? What about Shmuel says a Katan can't be Zocha on behalf of other people? A Katan doesn't have Das. No problem. For Shtupa Mivos Drabbanan, since the all of Eger Katsiris and Shtupa Mivos Drabbanan, we let a Katan do Kinyanim. So we let a Katan do Kinyanim by Shtupa Mivos. Right? Meaning, if it's not my Katan, then I'm allowed to have a Katan be Zocha the Eruv. That's from force in the Mishnah, Amma Ivriya. And the Gemara Taka analyzes that in the second and says, well, even if it doesn't normally work out without Das, even if normally you'd say without Das, the company can't be Zocha, the for people, they're making an Eruv. Okay, so why can't I use my own son who's a Katan? Don't tell me she doesn't have Das, because I can use someone else's son who's a Katan. Right, I can use a Katan on the street. What? So, now, this comes to Mamish. So now, here's the question of the Rambam. What kind, like, does Samach come into play here? The Rambam, I think, could go both ways. The pshat of the Rambam is that, does it make a difference if he's Samach or not? No. Katan Mamish, right? This is Gadol Mamish. Regardless, or let's say, Bein Samach. Here, let me, I apologize for those who are taking notes. I'm just going to try to write even a little more explicitly. Here we have Eino Samach Al Shulchan Aviv Bein Gadol Mamish Bein Katan Mamish. And here we have Samach Al Shulchan Aviv Bein Gadol Bein Katan. And what is the reason? The reason is because you have your own yad if you support yourself. Because, according to Rabbi Tam's version of Takana, they're mitakin that yado, he had aviv, they took away his yad because, okay, without getting into, all the political philosophical debates, right? If you're not self-supportive, then you shouldn't have any rights, right? No responsibilities, no rights. Okay, says the Rambam, right? The Pashup shot in the Rambam is that Yudola means Gadol Mamish Bein Samach Bein Eino Samach. Why would a Gadol Mamish always work? So, the Rambam tells us. Because there's no Eva in this case. There's no Inyan of Eva in this case. What's the Inyan of Eva? Okay, how about the Katan? It sounds like you would say Katan Mamish Bein Samach Bein Eino Samach. That sounds pretty clear. Katan Mamish Bein Samach Bein Eino Samach. We don't have Mishnah Berurah here. I don't know if I put on the next sheet. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Vav Se'if Yud,
in Hilchos Erevin. No, I think I put the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat. And then I remember putting the Shulchan Aruch, so I didn't put the one in Archayim, and I forgot I put the wrong one. This is a Mefurash Pshat in the Rambam, and Mefurash in the Mechaber. I'll tell you, the Lashon of the Mechaber in Hilchos Erevin, when he brings this down, is... says the Shin Samach Vav Se'if Yud. It's really there, but I don't want you to take my word for it. Shin Samach Vav Se'if Yud. Here we are. Well, I've done it, you just quote it. Lo Yizakeh. His first day he quotes is the Rambam, then he quotes Rio. Lo Yizakeh Ibno Bidok Tanim. Afilom Einam Smukal Shulchano. Even if they're dependent, Tanim no, etc. Abul Mizakin Huwal Yidei Bonu B'Jan Gedolim. Afilu Smukal Shulchano. Meforish Mechaber. The way he reads the Rambam, the Pshat of the Rambam, he just says Katan, just says Gadol. That Gadol, whether Samach or not, Katan doesn't work whether Samach or not. For a couple of weeks has been keeping me up at night that I couldn't find. What's been keeping me up at night? Why? Why shouldn't a katan work? Keep in mind, a katan, we all pass like Rabbi Yochanan in Choshen Mishpat, right? A katan who's independently self-supporting, a self-supporting katan, gets his own mitzias, keeps everything for himself. So if a self-supporting katan keeps everything for himself, why shouldn't I be able to give him the bread, the box of matzahs for the Erev? He's totally independent. Now, I went through it a couple days when I hoped no one would say the Shita. Then I found it was no force in the Mechaber. Then I went through a week or two when I just couldn't sleep at night because I couldn't find Shem in the Mechaber. And then, I'm still not happy, or at least I found this, so I put on 49, the Keren Ora and Erevin, at least agrees with me and says, Taka the Mechaber doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Sorry to you. Right? So I would be happier if the Keren Ora and Erevin actually came up with an answer. Oh, it's right here on the sheet. What does the Keren Ora say? sixth line, the third word, Shulchan Aruch, hey, v'beis deos v'katan she'inu samach al Shulchan Aviv. The lower Isi Tambal is that. He brought two opinions. According to the Rambam, a katan she'inu samach al Shulchan Aviv doesn't work. But why not? He's totally independent. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. If ain't lower Isi Tambal is that, I have no idea why. If ain't lower samach al Shulchan Aviv, lower yigar me amar v'yidah z'chiyah. An independent minor son is independent. Why is he worse than amar v'yidah or stam, orphan on the street? An independent minor is Kona. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says right here. Okay, basically, the riff in the Rambam wrote stop, right? Let's call this the, not just the pshat, but the stimas, the riff in the Rambam, and mefurash in the Mechaber, but it doesn't make any sense. I still can't figure out the svara. I don't know, I hope someday I'll be able to figure out the svara of the Mechaber. I mean, it's the Mechaber. You know, Chori knew a little bit halacha. So he doesn't have a svara, but Karen Ora leaves it, Bitzarach Ian. I also leave Bitzarach Ian, at least Baruch Shekivan to Karen Ora. I don't understand the Mechaber at all. It doesn't make any sense to me. I can't figure out what could be bad. Meaning, don't tell me he has no das, because my other Ria works even though she's 10 years old. So why doesn't my son work if he's 10 years old if he's independent? If he's self-supporting, then we know. Everyone passes like Ria who's self-supporting, he gets his own mitzias. He gets his own mitzias, what does he have to do with me? So I really don't understand. Yeah?
I made a little doche. The fact that he's giving him this bread now to be zoche, and he's giving him something. So maybe he's not totally self-dependent.
No, that's
I said
no, but it's yeah, no, that's That's too dark. Okay.
Right, what is he? He's coming up by this case. He's Mizake.
Why not simply say, because really we see that Amma and Bia shouldn't work either.
Uh huh.
But for Erevin, they're making. Right?
Uh huh.
So it could be that by his own child, because it just doesn't look right, even though he's independent.
Meaning, really, this is a kula. So katan shouldn't be able to do this.
Right.
But when they made this kula, they only made it for strange children, not for your children.
It also doesn't.
But what's the svara? Why would they make this special kula for other people's kids, not for my kids?
Because since it's more likely that children are supported, you might get confused, and then you would do it with your own child that you are supported.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. That's not a crazy idea. So,
isn't that what about
the Simcha says what?
What about in fact by Mesiya he's just been conned, but by this case he's Mizake.
Yes, but that's exactly what Tosfos quotes in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Daled that they were making like Yerubanan. But maybe Simcha wants to say that maybe since his Zichya La'achirim is only midrabanan, they weren't mitaken by b'no katan she'eino samuch al shulchano in order to avoid confusion with no katan hasamach al shulchano, which is obviously the normal case. Obviously, 99% of the time, ben katan hasamach al shulchano. We're not talking about nowadays. Nowadays, your kid could be 40 still be shamach al shulchano. But even in those days, a katan was usually shamach al shulchano. Even if they would get married when they were 13 or 14, and they were a katan, they'd still be a katan. He'd help out his father at the farm, but he's still samach al shulchan. Okay, that's not a crazy answer. But lemaisa, all the Rishonim here disagree. All the Rishonim here disagree. Right? So the Keret Ora says, it's not mochrach, even though the Lashon of the Rif and the Rambam is Stam, it's not mochrach they hold like the Machaber. Maybe they hold like the Rishonei Sfarad here. Right? For example, the Ramban, Ran, Nimuke Yosef, and other Rishonim Ve'al Shas, who interpret the Mishnah a little differently. They say this is talking about Gadol. This part is the same. Bein Samach, Bein Eino Samach, you can be Mizake, because there's no Eva in this case, right? But in this case, it's talking about katan mamish v'davka samach al shulchan aviv. The safe of the Mishnah, which says you can't use a ben katan, is only talking about samach al shulchan aviv. Why would it only talk about one case? Because 99% of the time, that's the case. A ben gadol, so it's half and half, right? But ben katan, it's very, very rare that a ben katan is self-supporting, right? Which is the common case, right? I mean, the usual. Usually, right, the ben katan is samach al shulchan aviv, even in the old days, when kids grew up quicker. And now we still have to figure out, so what? So he's samach al shulchan aviv. So the Rishonim are still trying to figure out. So what if he's samach al shulchan aviv? After all, there's still no Eva by being Mazak and Eruv. So what does the Ramban say here? The Ramban says that what's the difference between a what's the difference between a ben katan and a ben gadol? The difference between a ben katan and ben gadol is das, Now, but both of them can receive presents, but a ben gadol can receive presents midoraisa. A ben katan is only kone midrabanan. That's the lashon of Rabbi Ein lo yad ela midrabanan. So maybe what you want to say is because and because Ein lo yad ela midrabanan, Ein lo yad, he only has a yad midrabanan. Right? B, and Kitnu Rabbanan Shemitzi Aso La'aviv Misham Eva. He only is Yad Midrabanan, and they are Mitake that his Metzia goes to his father Misham Eva. Therefore,
no
that is yeah, that is his father's. So that's what it sounds like from the Ramban. Well, a little suffix, so wants to argue with me. There's more than one way to read it. But it's a little dachuk. It's a little dachuk. And then, by the way, to go back to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a dachak on top of the dachak. It's a little dark. What's he saying? Some of Shochanov, the Gadol some of Shochanov, give you Zaka the Erev, because there's no Era, even an Erev. A Katan some of Shochanov, since his kid in the first place only Drabbanan, when they're Metak and Metzia, they're just Metak and everything as a even if there's no Erev, even if there's no Chash Eva. So that's his Kiddush. Basically, he has to half agree to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? In order to justify this Mishnah, he has to half agree to Rabbeinu Tam, right, and say, well, by Gadol I disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Their takana was just that the father gets the Metziah. But by Katan I agree with Rabbeinu Tam, since the Katan made was only Komen Midrabanan, so he didn't have such a strong Yam in the first place, that when they made the takana for Samach al Shulchan Aviv, they just gave everything to the fathers. Right? I'll read you the Lashon the Ramban. And it's even clearer, I think, in Mukhi Yosef. Let's look at the Mukhi Yosef here. I think it's exceedingly clear in the Mukhi Yosef and the Kedusha Ran says in Mukhi Yosef what to do about Matana. He says, Yesh Omrim that a Matana goes to the father. That's a ring of time. But Kasva Ran Zal, the established in Kacho, the Katan of Sokol Shokhanav. A Katan Sokol Shokhanav, the Matana goes to the father. Abob a Gadol lo Mukhover, but a Gadol doesn't. Right? A katan's goes to the father, but a gadol's doesn't. Where did you get the idea that a katan's goes to the father, meaning they just made a general rule that everything of his goes to the father? By a gadol, he didn't make a general rule. We got it from the Ramban here, who said, because a gadol has a yad midoraisa, so then they're only metakin in a case of Eva goes to the father. Because a katan doesn't have a yad midoraisa, then Rabbeinu Tam's right about a katan, they're metakin that whatever he gets goes to the father. And this is the psak of the psak of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says in the, well, there are three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, which is on the sheet, who gets the matanas of a katan. Right? One opinion is that it always goes to the father, the Ksos points out, right there, al atar, that's clear according to Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ramah says, the ikar do we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, he says, we have nasnu matan of the Katan, some of the Shulchan Aruch, Rishal Aviv, of a law with no Agadol. The Ramah passes like the Mukhi Yosef. The Ramah passes like the Mukhi Yosef. That is, this is, who says this? This is Rabbeinu Tam. Kiddabir Biktos. Rabbeinu Tam didn't discuss it explicitly, but Biktos and Mordechai also explained this. This is the Yesh Omen in the Ran. And then Mukhi Yosef, who's obviously Rabbeinu Tam, or one of his Talmidim, here says the Ram in Mukhi Yosef, and the Ramah, that Gadol, the Matana goes to the Ben, but Katan the matana goes to the father. Why in a katan does the matana go to the father? So here, the sma says something peculiar. What's pshat? Why in a gadol does the matana go to the father? I think the sma is probably not pash pshat. The sma says, avalovna gadol de iklameimra nosen hekbed liozdavka shalaben she'enkev nosen no katan v'stomeng shur biyado zulas das av pashomov nosen no katan adaita da avua. In a gadol, if I give a matana to a gadol, I want him to keep it. If I give matana to a katan, I know he can't be responsible for it without his father's help. So mastama, I das that I'm giving it to the father, and then the father should, you know, use it.
It's cheaper if I mitzvah,
he also says it's meaning he really, he thinks people are allowed das. So why? The sma says that really, it could always go to the ben, but by katan, das hanosein al aviv. Meaning the sma says, really the matana always goes to the son. Why? Because they weren't attacking anything about matanas. It's just if I give a matana to a six-year-old, obviously I mean that his parents should be in charge of it. However, that's not pashut pshat in Luki Yosef. Why? I have a taina against the sma. Because if the reason for the difference between a gadol and a katan was because of the das and the nosein, then what if I give my ben katan an eruv? Is my das for me or my das that I want him to be zocha? My das I want him to be zocha, and it still doesn't work, even though my das is on him. And pashup shat, where did Mikha Yosef and the Ran get their chiluk between gadol and katan? They made it up because it made sense to them? No, it's obvious that the sma is not shot in the Ran with Yosef. Why did they differentiate between gadol and katan? They really took a poll and they saw what people's das was? No. Because they read the Ramban and they knew they had to explain the Mishnah and Erevin. The Mishnah and Erevin differentiates between gadol and katan. So they have to be nidchak to explain the Mishnah and Erevin and make a difference between gadol and katan. If so, the difference can't be in the das hanosein. Because in Erevin, the das hanosein is that I don't want it. I want you to be mizocha in it for the neighborhood so that I can carry on Shabbos. And yet it works by gadol, not by katan. So you have to say that lechora, the pshat in the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef is like the Rabban, shetiknu takana klolis bekatan hasamach al shulchan aviv v'tiknu rak v'makom eva v'gadol hasamach al shulchan aviv. That's the Ramban. They made two different takanas. For a katan, they made a takana klolis, like Rabbeinu Tam. For a gadol, they made a takana pratis, like they made a takana pratis. Why would they differentiate between gadol and katan? Because gadol is d'oraisa, can be kona, so they didn't want to mess with them too much. Katan is only kin rabbanan, so they figured, okay, no problem. Be samach, let's erase it. So we have then three shitas. Now, what's my problem with the sma? My problem with the sma is that the sma doesn't have an explanation of the Mishnah and Erevin. If for him the only difference between a gadol and a katan is the das of the nosein, then in Erevin the das of the nosein is always that he wants the Erev to work. It means he doesn't, the father doesn't want to keep it, he wants the son to be zocha on behalf of the neighborhood. In which case, the sma has no explanation, right? Sarach Ion, ma hachiluk, ben gadol and katan, in the Mishnah, in Erevin. Okay, so let's just summarize. Those are the basic, and then I'll have one heart. Those are the basic shitas. There are three shitas about the nature of Yochanan's takana of samach. Rabbeinu Tam says, he just always made you tuffle to your father, if you're samach. The Rambam and others, you know, assume not that way. The sma thinks, no, it's only specific takana by Mitziah, or by Matana, it could be the das of the nosein. But the takana is only by Mitziah. The takana is only by Mitziah, then I don't understand the Mishnah Erevin. That's why the Ramban and Mechor, the Rav and Mukhe Yosef had to make up Shara. They said, by Gadol they made a takana pratis, only by Makom Eva. By Katan they made a takana klolis. And that's how they explain the Mishnah in Erevin. I just want to end with one point. Rabbeinu Tam here is a das yachit. Why did Rabbeinu Tam... So that's it. Why did Rabbeinu Tam not agree with everyone else? Why did Rabbeinu Tam, why was he so sure it was takana klolis? So you might say, just the stubborn it was takana klolis, right? That's what you left off with. I myself am giving it to my son. There's obviously no chash eva. Okay, but it's not really meant to kind of clawless. That's the nature of the kind of clawless. It applies even where the reason doesn't. But I think, based on the gra, you could find a the ha'ara of the gra. I don't know if he meant this. A mukhrach explanation why Rabbi Tam Shitaso couldn't say like the other Rishonim. The Gra points out, he says, what's the difference between a ben gadol and ben katan for matana? He says, ishta was kona matana, ben gadol was kona matana, why not ben katan? He says, sorhi, and the gam katan likin, dasakar makta. And dasakar is makta, why shouldn't the ben katan be kona's matana? Now, I don't know exactly how much he meant. Sometimes it's hard to tell what he means. But there's a famous machlokes rishonim. Famous machlokes rishonim, a katan bedasakar is makta, is kona. Let's chazer for a second. Make sure we know our gam chova. Right? Without that secher is makna, a katan is kona metzia only mishum darkishol. Right? He's not really kona, only mishum darkishol. We pass like the chachamim, it's not even Yosef Dayan, it's not even Gezel Gomer to bring. And Imer Yosef, so Hakira, whether it's Gezel Gomer to bring a mamish or Gezel Gomer to darkishol. Oh, that was last time. Okay, but bedasacher is makna, if you give him a tana to a katan, he's kona legamri. Bedasacher, a tana to a katan, he's kona legamri. The question is, ikonu midra oraisa or midra banan? And this is a machlokes. The Tosfos says he's kone midra oraisa, but that's a curse machne. And Rashi and the Ran, Luke Yosef, and some of the Rishonim Sfarad say he's only kone midra banan, but that's a curse machne. So, I thought that Rinu Tam here, even though you're making a Rinu Tam Tosfos, Lushitase, but Rinu Tam is the pillar of Tosfos, I thought Rabbeinu Tam might be Lushitase. Why doesn't Rabbeinu Tam? Why doesn't Rabbeinu Tam think you could say like the other Rishonim? Rabbeinu Tam can't give this explanation because he holds that katan is kone midoraisa bedasacheres makne. In Erevin, it's dasacheres makne. I'm giving it to him. But in the town hall, bedasacheres makne, kone is katan midoraisa. A katan is kone midoraisa. If a katan is kone midoraisa, then why should it be any different than a gadol? So he shouldn't be different from a gadol. Right? If for a Bein Tam, there is no difference between a katan and gadol with dasa versus makna. They're both konim d'oraisa. If they're both konim d'oraisa, why would there be an uproot of kinyan d'oraisa?
But there's a difference between a matana where he's konim directly for himself and being mezakeh for an heir, where first he has to be mezakeh for himself. He has to be konim himself and then give to somebody else.
Is mezakeh and heir is definitely midrabanan, you're saying. So you say, if Mezak and Erev is definitely Midra Banan, then maybe, even though when it comes to regular Matana, Katan is the same as a Gadol, since when it comes to being, now it could be, you could read this in Lashon Ramban, I admit, since when it comes to being Mezakah for Achir, it's only a Kula Midra Banan, that Kula Midra Banan, they were Metakin for a Stam Katan, like an Omer Vriya, but not for a katan, a samach al shulchan aviv, because even though he could be kone matana midoraisa, but they let him keep his matana, because that's the oraisa, but they didn't let him be zocher for other people, because he's samach al shulchan aviv. So you're saying, he also theoretically could have said like the other Rishonim, he just would have had to say that specifically to be zocher la'acherim, they were only metakein, meaning since Ben Esar Ochel Shemarav is Ochel Aviv Midrabanan, therefore, since he's Ochel Aviv, they took away his Zechiel La'achirim, even B'makom Eiruv. Okay. And it could be that you could read that in the Ramban. The Ramban keeps talking about his Zechiel Midrabanan. That means Zechiel for himself, like Yad. Then he says Yad is Midrabanan. Or Zechiel for Achirim. So you want to say, it's not, I want to say Rabbeinu Tam is L'shitase, because he doesn't have any way to differentiate between under and over Bar Mitzvah. Because for him, in a matana, under and over bar mitzvah, the same thing. Morty wants to say no. Since we zochel acherim under bar mitzvah is rabbanan, over bar mitzvah is daraisa, Maybe by Somach al Shulchan Arviv, they didn't let him be Zocha l'Achirim. They figure, well, he's always Zocha l'Aviv. Why should he be Zocha l'Achirim? Okay, fair enough. So maybe I'm wrong. Rabin Tam's not l'shitasi. Okay, sorry, and then. In any case, these are the three shitas about the nature of Ben HaSomach HaShulchan Aviv, Ben HaSomach HaShulchan Aviv. One, two, three, and one of which is very difficult, the Sma, Tzarchiyim, and three shitas, how the Sma would answer the Mishnah in Erevin, three shitas interpreting the Mishnah in Erevin, Rabbi Natam, which makes sense according to his shita, the Ramban, and the Rambam Mika Yosef, who have to be a little Mechadish, and then Shang the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, who's maybe with Tzarchiyim, or you have to make a double two-step Chiddush to justify. Okay, going on in the Gemara then, let's just...
Everyone holds the Mishnah is Kohen Matanos?
Everyone holds, in some cases...
The Ramban seems to be saying
that. No, the Ramban says the Mishnah is... So the Ramban says this gets a little complicated, because the Ramban says there's two deis there, whether an Isha is Zocha the Erev in all cases, or only when... She has a bias of sechaser. She's one of the partners, or only when she's one of the partners in the chaser. So an isha, he says, might be the same as a ben gadol, or she might be a little worse off because they made a special chumra in the shibud of a wife. But everyone agrees that a wife is konema. But almost everyone reads a wife is called a matana. It's just since it's next thing the log and it goes into the shows of the husband anyway, so that might be the problem of the shibud. But that gets complicated because even if the wife's koneh, the husband can still get it because next thing the log and he controls it. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara then. The Gemara says three more little pisco. Why does the Eved Ibri keep his own metziah? I understand you don't own him. But he's at least of Poel, the time you haven't seen us for last one, men were rooms on Shavuot, actually, you're watching me, you're all over the same, you're lucky, you haven't seen us for all advice. And we see that Mitzi of a Poel goes to the owner. Not automatically, only if that's his work, right? If you hired him for Nikush, for Idor, for weeding and hoeing, then you don't get his Mitzias, because that's not the work you hired him for. If you hired him to do all work, that means even collecting mitzias, meaning if you want to, right, if you have in mind, then you do get the mitzias of a poel. Now, an Eved Ivri is hired for all work. That's the nature. You buy him for, he has to do whatever work you say. So, why don't you get a mitzia? So, there are three answers here. One day is, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochan Hochbe, Eved Nokemagolius, Skinesh, Ein Rab, Rotso, Shnoso, Moloch, Acheres. The Chiddush here is, what's the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan? And this is also going to be of some of the other days, that even if an Eved Ivri theoretically has to do all work for you, it depends what work you intended him to do, not what work theoretically you could ask him to do. So obviously, theoretically, you could ask an Eved Ivri to do all work. But here we're talking about a Noki Margolios. Noki Margolios is a special string, a fellow who knows how to string pearls or gems. So it's a very, it's like the most high paid profession in the old days. So therefore, this Eved Ivri is talking about someone who has a very, very skilled profession, makes a lot of money. And therefore, you never had in mind that you wanted him to pick up a mitzvah for you, because there's almost never a mitzvah that's worth his time. Right? So therefore, you didn't have in mind that he should pick up mitzvahs, only that he should do his main job. It's like Nakashim Yayom, you had in mind. That's the Chiddush. Depends what you had in mind. Nakashim Yayom, only do your main job. Therefore, if he happens to find a mitzvah that's worth more than his time, which is very rare, and he picks it up, he can keep it. And he'll just repay you for his time. That is Rabbi Yochanan. Rava Amar Magmi Mitzvah Malach Doskina. Rava says a new Kiddush, that when does the Malach of a Poel go to the Balabayas if he's doing all kinds of work? If he's not, if that's the only work he's doing. But if he's working, and as he's working, he picks up Mitzvah, and he doesn't have to stop working, then we assume that one job at a time is all mistama that you hired him for, all that you had in mind. You only had in mind you should do one job at a time. And therefore, the Mitzvah, you did not have in mind you should pick up in such circumstances. And the third daya is Rav Papa Amar Hoshocha Lach Mitzios Ve'Yedam Da'Akvi Agma Be'Kavri. Rav Papa has a fundamentally, or argues fundamentally, at least in the halacha, Rav and Yochanan are assuming that Stam, if you say do Asi Mimalacha, Yom Yedam Mitzios, unless it's an exception because you said Asi Mimalacha. Or unless an exception because he had such a skilled profession that obviously you meant Nakashimi, right? Or he did it simultaneously. Rav Papa says, no, Stam, if you say Asim Malacha Yom, you don't mean collecting Mitzias. You mean regular work. The only time you get his Mitzia is if you tell him, I'm hiring you to collect Mitzias. Why would you ever hire someone to collect Mitzias? Not worth your money to hire someone to walk around the streets of Yerushalayim and look for tenagra pieces. If you have a case where the Akvi, Agma, Mekavri, the river, or the sea, overflowed its banks and left fish strewn all over, so then it's worth hiring someone to go collect the fish, the Mitzia, to go collect all the fish, and then if he finds something that's not a fish, since that's also Klal, collecting Mitzias, it's considered part of his work. Okay. The,
What? They don't give the answer they give on the previous path.
No, because that's assumed. It means they assumed. Why be ikarom can your pole pick up Mitzia for you? Well, we passing on you're going to see the here anyway, but even if not, Yad Polk Yad Balabayas. But the question here is Yad Polk Yad Balabayas only if that's the pu'ula you asked them to do. If that's the pu'ula you hired him for. So here we have three Hidushim in terms of saying that theoretically if you had hired him to do it, would be your Mitzia, but there are three shitas or cases where we assume that you didn't hire him to collect Mitzias. Tosa has an interesting question at the first one, Vim Mitzia Malachto. Says Vim Tomer, Hadithan Yerakam de Kedusha, Amavriya Mitzias Lavi, Oskar Tal Rabba. Says in Kedusha, the Amavriya picks up Mitzia, goes to her father, but the father has to pay Skarbatala, has to pay for the missed time of work to the master. So the question is, Hey, Vim Tomer, leave it to Rava. Rava says, meaning, why doesn't Mitzia go to the other? So I Rav Papa will say, by the way, we pass like Rav Papa. Rav Papa will say, why doesn't Mitzia go to the Adon? Because he didn't tell her specifically to collect Mitzias. Rav Yochel will say, why didn't Mitzia go to the Adon? Because she was an Okemes Margolios. But Rava says, why doesn't Mitzia go to the Adon? Because she did it at the same time she worked. The problem is, they make me a malach, like Skarbatala. Then she didn't miss any time. Obviously, she did miss time from work. Right? So then Rava's answer doesn't work. Rava's answer doesn't work because if she stopped working to pick it up, it should go to her other. And if she worked and picked up at the same time, it should go to her father, but there should be no Skar Batala. So, Tosa says, Yishlomar, he gives a technical answer. Dahasam vade tzarech lahamid bin okeves margolios. Basically, Rava has to agree to Rechi Rav Yochanan in Kiddushin. I mean, Rav is not arguing with Rav Yochanan about the din. He's just arguing what's a nicer, what's a smoother okimta. Here he likes the okimta by being malachta, but over there he would have to admit and make the okimta of Nukemis Margolios. Why? Because he might be a malachta is a more common okimta, but over there he'd have to be nidchak and say Nukemis Margolios. The technical answer, the Meiri here also gives a technical answer. He says maybe she picked it up with her malachta without being the spatel. The Schar Batala is, but then after she picked it up, she had to take care of it and bring it home, and that took time away from work. So once she picked it up with her work, she was already Kona. The Schar Batala is not for when she's Kona, it's for after she's Kona when she's Batapal with it. Okay, reasonable answer. The Orsameach, that I put in brackets here, gives a Lundish answer. He gives a very, very clever Lundish answer. It's a long Orsameach, but the so is very clear. He says, no, maybe an Amma Ivriya is different than an Eved Ivri. An Amma Ivri is different from an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, then if she misses work to pick up Mitzia, goes to her Adam, it goes to his Adam. But an Amma Ivri wouldn't. What's the difference between an Amma Ivri and an Eved Ivri? Anyone look at the Yosemech?
She's a Katan.
Exactly, she's a Katana. What did we learn? Can a Katana be Kona Mitzia? What are we with the halacha? Can the ketana be kona mitzia? Bechlal. Forget it. Who it goes to? Can the ketana even be zocha mitzia bechlal? The answer is mishum darkei shalom. Mishum darkei shalom. Meaning, what's he saying? She doesn't really have the power to acquire a mitzia. It's just the kind of darkei shalom. So now he says very pashut. when she was sold to the Adon, all the work which she had the power to do was sold to the Adon. That's why it's a wonder shor semech. What kind of work she had power to do? She can wash the floor. She can cook dinner. She can do laundry, right? But she doesn't have the power to pick up Metzias, to be Zochen Metzias. Because that's only Takanas Darkei Shalom. She doesn't actually have a Yad to be Zochen Metzias. That's only Takanas Darkei Shalom. Therefore, he says, the ability to pick up Metzias was never sold in the first place, because you can only sell something which you have the normal Mominous ability which you have a Yad to do. You can't sell something which is only Takanas Darkei Shalom. I can't sell the Takanas Darkei Shalom. So the father sold her in the first place. He only sold all the things which she has the ability to do on her own. But he never sold the right to pick up Metzios, because that's only Shem Darkei Shalom. She's not actually Konan Metzia at all in the first place. It's just Shem Darkei Shalom you can't take it away from her. But since she doesn't really have the ability to be Konan, just the Takana of Darkei Shalom, you can't sell the Takana of Darkei Shalom. So Mida Oraisa, she can't be Zov in the Metzia at all. It's still Hefker. So how can I sell you if she's not Zov at all? How can I sell you her job of being Zocha? She's not Zocha. And the fact that Darkei Shalom is not that I can sell, because that's only an external Takana of Darkei Shalom. That's the Ur Sameach's answer. It's a very clever Lomish answer to Tosfos' question. That, you know, she's not intrinsically able to be Zocha Metzios. It's only an extrinsic, external Takana of Darkei Shalom. Therefore, it was never sold in the first place.
That's all they point to those sheets that hold Darkei
Shalom. Right, but then the Chacham will hold Darkei Shalom. That's how we pass it. Because within the takana of Darkei Shalom, within the takana of that, now this of course depends on Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, but at least according to Shmuel, right, within the takana of Darkei Shalom. Oh no, this doesn't, because there's a separate takana Mishum Eva and Ksuvas Daf Mem Zayin. The Metziva Bas goes to the father, right? Remember that's a Rashi. The Ben was what Shmuel and Yochanan were dying on. But the bas, special takana, goes to the father. Therefore, mishum darkei shalom, she can pick up a metziah. And there's a special takana that adds that darkei shalom and it goes to the father. Since that's not an ability she intrinsically has, it's just an external takana, the father can't sell that to the adon. He can't sell the adon his right to his daughter's metziahs, because he doesn't really have that right. It's just a darkei shalom right.
It's also shalom balayolam.
Alright, it's certainly the metziah shalom balayolam, and her ability to pick up the metziah doesn't exist. Exactly. I mean, if she actually had the ability, then her yad would be Balayolam. You could sell the yad. You know, Dekel of Pirosav. But this is not the Pirosav of Dekel. This is the Pirosav someone else is assigned the Dekel through Darkei Shalom. Therefore, you could see it's not Balayolam.
Throw in that there's another wrinkle throw that you can't be Kona in the future, the Messias that you would find, because it's not Balayolam.
Right, exactly. Okay, next host was asked another question. So, Sarko Laka Metzios. He has the simple question from Rav Papa. So, what's the problem with Rav Papa? Rav Papa says that, let's review what the Mishnah says. What does the Mishnah say? The Braisa say. The Braisa says, Nakesh imi hayom, Adar imi hayom, it goes to the Poel. Ase imi melacha, it goes to the Baal Bais. What did their papa say? Scharo lilake mitzios goes to the Baal Bais. Asing mi malacha goes to the poel. Rav Papa doesn't match the brisa. Rav Papa says anything but hiring you lock him in Sios, the poel gets to keep the poel gets to keep it. But the brisa says only nakeshimi va'adari mi hayom. So Tosos, this is machlokus between Tosos and the Yad Ramah. What did Tosos say? A little bit bedochah. V'hoch be'rusha de brisa. But med v'rmuzvachar v'li asi imi. But also inyan shu kemo nakeshimi hayom. Ase imi hayom, nakshmi hayom means ase imi hayom. Right? That's a toast. The toast of Rush explains Tosfos' way. Tosfos made a Paris a slightly different shot. How does this work? So, according to Tosfos, Not kishim v'anmiyom means aseini l'chayom. It means if I told you to do work in anything that's like nakishim, either anything but malachos. That's what it means. It means if I say anything other than lakit mitzios. That's what the Brisa means. He's just giving a duchuk shot in the Brisa that when did the poel keep his mitzia? When I told him to do anything that in the world which is similar to nakesh eder. I will only ask you malacha shel mitzios, and this means asa'imi malacha shel mitzios. This is all what the Brisa meant. I mean, the Brisa really meant the opposite of what it said. What it said was, if I just tell you sound to work, that's like telling you nakish v'adar, and you get the mitzias. If I told you do mitzia work for me, meaning the Brisa is implying, asking you malacha shel mitzios, obviously, then I get the mitzios. All right, this is obviously a little duchuk, because you're really turning the Brisa into something the opposite of what it says. Yeah, Tosfos does have a better shot of Rav Papa. What does it say here? You have a Beis of the Gra. The Gra points out for Ramah Mefarish, the Gra. Some of the Akronim say, really, maybe everyone would agree with Ramah, even if they're not Mefarish. The Yad Ramah has a different shot, right? It's quoted in the Tosfos Rush here and some of the other Rishonim. The Yad Ramah says, The Yad Ramah takes a kipshuto. Says, no, even Rav Papa has to interpret the Brisa. Kipshuto. The Gra, I don't think, quoted the Yad Ramah from Tosfos Rush. I don't think the Gra had Tosfos Rush. He quoted the Yad Ramah from the Tor. The Tor quotes all the Ramahs. The Tor must have had a whole set of Ramah and Shas. Because there are lots of sheets of the Yad Ramah that have no mukkar in any book that we have published other than the Torah. So this sheet of the Yad Ramah for a couple of years had no mukkar, other than for a couple of centuries maybe, had no printed mukkar but the Torah. Then eventually they printed the Tosfos Rush, and we have it here also. The Ramah here is the Akva Kvikam the Agni Nishan of Dugam Harvey, then it's Kavan Soda Lakalo Dugam, Helkah Omerlo Nakshin Yom Adam Yombo, Licho Lakalo Mitzios, Mitzioso La Atzmo. So here, that's what the Ramah says. Then the Tosfos Rush has to be farshim. He says no. He says that really there's no stira. This is a let's say better. Schar l'akim and tzios is equal to Amar ase imi malacha v'holicho l'akim and tzios. What does the Yad Ramah say? He just says, adds an okimta to this brisa, v'holicho l'lake mitzios. Rav Papa was talking about stam, when you didn't lead him to any place. The brisa was talking about when you then led him to a place where there are mitzios available. And what's he saying? Papa said, if I hire you to gather mitzios, and I leave you on your own, then they're mine. That's equivalent to if I hire you for all work, and then show you where the mitzios are. If I hire you stam to do all work, I don't get your mitzias. And that's equal to nakesh imi va'ador imi hayom v'holicho l'laket.
Can you change colors?
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't want to use the same as. Okay, that's not a good color to change to. All right, I will have to. use the same color for the Tosfos
and the Adramah. I recognize
this.
So
you'll see, when you get to a certain age, you don't see certain colors as well as other colors.
Yeah, no. It's when the marker gets to a certain age that it doesn't write certain colors as well as certain other colors. It's not a din in you, it's a din in the marker. You needn't worry. Okay, I will have to use, what am I going to use to separate the Yagma from the Tosfos? I'll just have to put the Yad Ramah has ad veholicho lalake mitzios. So what the Yad Ramah says is this is equal to Amar Asi imi malacha veholicho lalake mitzios. And this is equal to Amar Nakesh imi Va'ador imi Veholicho Lelake Mitzios. What does he say? He says, her papa's not reinterpreting the Braisa. He's talking about a Stam case, and he thinks the Braisa's talking about a case that actually brought you to the Mitzios. And they're just saying two equivalent things. If I told you to pick up Mitzios and left you on your own, that's equivalent to telling you to do general work and bringing you to the Mitzios. The Mitzios are mine. If I told you to do Malacha and left you on your own, that's equivalent to telling you to do yard work, telling you to work in my field and bring you the Mitzios, where I don't get the Mitzios. And that's what Tosfos just explained. He said, look, if I told you lack of Mitzios, that's your job. If I told you to do anything and then I showed you the Mitzios, then once I showed you the Mitzios, that becomes your job. If I told you to do anything and didn't show you Mitzios, it's not your job. Stop anything is not Mitzios, it's regular work. And if I told you to do other work, I hired you for plumbing, even if I showed you the Mitzios is not your job, because I hired you for plumbing. I only hired you to do plumbing. If I only hired you to do plumbing, then even though I show you some mitzios, that's not part of our contract, and you're not obligated to do that work for me. And you could be zochah the mitzios on your own. Okay, that's how the Yad Ramah resolves for Papa differently than Tosfos. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Gemara says, Hashif lehekidami. What's the case of the Amma Ivriya? Idai shisars mayu abed. The problem is if she's bas mitzvah, then she should be free. She shouldn't be there anymore. And if she doesn't have Shesaros, then we know there's a special takana, Suvastav Ben Vav Mim Zayin, that the mitzvah of a daughter goes to her father, the mitzvah should go to the father, then the mitzvah should go to the father, not to her. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that she keeps it. But if she's bas mitzvah, she's not a Amma Vriya anymore. And if she's under bas mitzvah, she'll go to the father. And if you'll say, V'idalesa la'ab, and if you'll say, maybe she's under bas mitzvah but an orphan, so that's why she keeps it. No, the taping misa ab, domer shalach, shamar vriya kona atzma misa ab, mirishosa ab, mikal b'chomer. Then she should also be free if her father dies, because Rish Lakish says, when her father dies, then she automatically goes free, kal b'chomer. So, the Gemara says, no problem. We actually have an answer. The answer is she's under 12 and her father died because Lami Tosu Rish Lakish. But didn't we refute Rish Lakish? We don't like Rish Lakish anyway, so we're perfectly good. Basically, we have a perfectly good explanation of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is where she's under 12 and doesn't have a father, and that's why she's not Mevriya, but she keeps her own Mitzios. And Rish Lakish is wrong. So now the Gemara just wants to know theoretically, though. Theoretically, name of Mahanami Tevi Tiyuvda. But theoretically, you're right. But just theoretically, would our Mishnah also disprove Reish Lakish? Because the only way to explain our Mishnah is disproving Reish Lakish. Or theoretically, could Reish Lakish have a way to explain our Mishnah? Even though he's wrong anyway. Theoretically, how would Reish Lakish explain our Mishnah? Right? She can't be above bar mitzvah, above mitzvah. She can't be under bas mitzvah with her father. She can't be under bas mitzvah without her father. So what does Reish Lakish say? No problem. Really, we don't care because Reish Lakish is wrong. But theoretically, you could explain our Mishnah. Well, the only silab. So I'm going to under bas mitzvah, and she has a father. And what does it mean, harein shalahen? Yishlokish would just say, harein shalahen means, how would Yishlokish say harein shalahen? That the Mitziah is
to them.
To her family. Not, meaning, harein shalahen means the Mitziah is her father's. Oh, why do you call her father shalahen? La fuge de rabba, because it's not
her
bosses. It's not her adoms, exactly. So, La'afuke de Rabba, all the Rishonim explain, means the Metziah does not go to her Rav. Rav meaning not rabbi, but master. It doesn't go to her Adam. Okay, that's reasonable of Shah. That's fine, Shalahan. It means her father's, because when we're talking about an Amma, we're really interested in her versus her other. The father counts as her.
Well, Shalahan is an antecedent. You look at the antecedent, you don't see him in the picture.
Right. Okay, great. There's just a very fascinating Reina Chananel here. What does Reina Chananel bring down here?
It's Rabba Rabba, not Rabba Rabba.
Right. What do we usually we say Lafuke? What do we mean?
To contradict someone.
To contradict the Shita, right? Lafuke and Rabbi Yochanan. So he brings out a fascinating Shita. Here he says, first he said like everyone else, that's the beginning of Kiddushin. The Rabba and the Rava, those Gersas always get messed up anyway, so you're about the freedom to have either Gersa you want. So here would be the Gersa of, either the Gersa of the Rabba, or maybe your Gers Rabba there. Either Gers Rabba here or Rabba there, but that's fluid enough that we need to be ma'akev. So it's the Yesh Omrim says, La'afuke. Meaning it says the same thing. The Metziah doesn't go to her master. It also means the Metziah doesn't go to her master. Right? But he doesn't interpret the word Rav as meaning master. Right? La'afuke mishitas Rabba shesavar evet ivri gufo konoi. Rather, Evan, if he's love Gufo Konoi, and that's why the Metziah doesn't go to her master. Right?
Is there an afkamina?
Rather, love Gufo Konoi, and therefore he ends up the same place. Therefore, the Metziah doesn't go to the Adam. So he ends up the same place, he just interprets Lafugid and Rabbi. Not Lafugid Rabbi, the Metziah shouldn't go to the Rav. But Lafugid Rabba against Rav, who says Gufo Konoi, and if Gufo Konoi, then you get everything. Rather, this proves Lav Gufo Konoi, and that's why the Rav doesn't get the Metziah. Is there a Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, there might be an indirect Nafkamina. The main Nafkamina is in Perush HaGemara, because this is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. Whether we paskin like Rav, the Evid Ivri Gufo Konoi, or not. Where does this Yesh Omrim get the idea that this might be Lafuke de Rabba? He gets it from Daf Tzadites in Bava Metziah. What does it say in Daf Tzadites in Bava Metziah? It says, the Mishnah talks about, if I send my cow to you with different people, who's Rishos, you know, does it count as, I'm holding it, you're holding it. So, Biyad Avdo Chayav, Yad Eved, Biyad Avdo Chayav, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. Meaning, why, if I return your object, I give it to your Eved, then I've given it back to you. It's in your Rishos. Why should it be a problem? The answer is, Amr Shmuel Be'Eved Ivri Dlo Kani Le Gufe. It's an Eved Ivri where there's no Kenyan Agof. So, what Shmuel's saying, Yad Eved Ivri is not Kiyad Rabo because there's no Kenyan Agof. So what does the Yesh Omrim say? The Yesh Omrim say that's exactly what they're saying in our Gemara. What is it saying in that Tzadites? Ein yado kiyad rabo, because lo kani le gufe. So that proves that yado kiyad rabo depends on whether it's gufo kani or not. And we pass in Yodav Naki al Ravo and Daf Tzadik Tes and Daf Yud Beis. And therefore,
Moshe.
And therefore, we paskin Evan Ivri Lav Gufakano. Seems fairly poshut. The Yadra, the only named Rishon who says the exact same thing as Yishomer is the Yadra quoted in the Shidim Gubetzes in Baba Kama. The Shidim Gubetzes in Baba Kama says Evan Ivri Gufakano. Yadra says, ah, but I know that's a Shita, but we paskin Evan Ivri Lav Gufakano. As we know that the Gemara says he's not Gufakano. So, let's just sort of put this on the table. We have a few different sheet sugyas where it talks about Eved Ivri, right? Although only one of them is Rafa. What are some of the sheetas? I'll just mention. Where did I note this? Ah, here we go. Yeah. Here we have Kiddushin Tesai, where we have Rava or Rabba saying Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoi. Then that also comes up in Baba Kama, Kofi Gimel and Beis, and Kiddushin Chav Ches Amad Beis. We don't go to Amad Aleph, don't go to now. Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoi. But in Baba Metzia Daf Tzadik Tes, what's the lashon there? It's Ein Yado Kiyad Rabo, because what's the lashon? Lo Kani Legufe? What's the lashon there? Lo Kani Legufe. And likewise, you have in our Gemara. Yud Beis and Beis, we see that Ein Yado Kiyad Rabo, and Lefi the Yesh Omrim in the Rach, right? What it's saying is Evet Ivri Lav Gufo Kanoi. And you have similarly in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Amit Beis, the Gemara also says Lo Kanoi Le Gufe, sorry, what's the, dean of the Gemara, there is Le'inyan Truma and Pesach. For Truma and Karban Pesach, right, if I'm an Evet Ivri Kohen, I still can't eat Truma. If I'm an Evet Ivri, I can't automatically eat the pet carbon pesach. I have to have my own carbon pesach, and then you'll say my. Okay, now, what do you do with these two Gemaras? Right? This is not explicit. What do you do with the steer between these two Gemaras? Basically, you never have a machlokas in the Gemara. In three places in Shas, says Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoi. In two places in Shas, it says Lo Kanoi Le Gufei. So there are two basic approaches. One approach is the Yesh Omrim in the Rach and the Yad Ramah. What do they say? Machlokas. This is one mandomer. And this is the other mandomer. There's one mandomer in Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoi, and we don't paskin Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoi. We paskin that Evet Ivri Lav Gufo Kanoi. And where do they see anywhere in the Gemara that the Gemara says it's a machlokas? According to the Yishomer, Argamar is the only place that says machlokas. Fuki de Rava says there's a machlokas, and the only place the Gemara says it's a machlokas is our sugya. Our sugya is where the Gemara says there's a machlokas. La Fuki de Rava. Well, our bandomer is arguing Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoi. Says the machlokas is Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoi or not, and we paskin Lav Gufo Kanoi. So, what do they understand? They understand that Evet Ivri do mamish only Evet Ivri, right? Like an Evet Kanani. So, one bandomer says that it's a Kenyan Guf mamish like Evet Kanani. Now, the difference is that it's temporary, right? Like every Kanami, but temporary. Even that's not so pasha. I mean, there's a whole chakira. Could be that it's even permanent, just Hashem is mafkia at a certain point. Okay, that's more complicated. But at least practically temporary, right? That's one mandamer. And the other mandamer says, no, not a kinyan aguf. And it's not like an Eved Kanani. And that's all the nafkaminas. All the nafkaminas are, that's what I'm seeing inside, yes. And Eved Kanani counts as my rishos for inyan, she'ela, and schirus. Eved Ivri doesn't. And Eved Kanani eats truma from a kohen. And eats with my korban pesach. And Eved Ivri doesn't. And Eved Kanani, his mitzia goes to the adam. And Eved Ivri doesn't. That is the yeshomer and the rach and the yad v'rmach. But Tosfos and the other Rishonim disagree. Not only do they not think Lafuke de Rav is a good pshat in our Gemara, meaning you could just say that's a dark pshat in our Gemara. They don't think there's such a thing as Lafuke de Rav. They don't think Rav is controversial. What does Tosfos say in Daf Tzadik Tes? If you look at the second Tosfos in Daf Tzadik Tes, he asks Lokan of the Gufi, Avgav de Rav Kanu de Kedushin, Amrinan. Amrinan is Rav. David Ivri Gufu Kanoi. Hainu le'inyan shengir ono machal machal lapel b'shtar. What's he saying? Even though he say Eved Ivri Gufu Kanoi, says there's no stira. There are different levels of gufo kanoi and gufo kanoi. That's the sheet of Tosos that all the Rishonim in the world, except for the Yad Ramah and the Yesh Omrim in Rabbeinu Chanan. Says there are two different pshatim, two different issues of Gavri. Here we means it's not Kinyan Gomor like an Eved Kanani. So he's just not a Kinyan Gomer like an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani takes on my Truma status, my Korban Pesach status, and he doesn't. He's not a Kinyan Gomer. An Eved Kanani is totally my Rishus. If someone gives my cow to Eved Kanani, it's as if I'm holding it. An Eved Ivri is not like an Eved Kanani. That's L'inyan Kinyan Gomer. But when Rava said Eved Ivri, there is no Lafuke de Rava. Right? There is no such Shita as Lafuke de Rabba, according to the Tosos. No one's Lafuke. There is no Machlokas. He says, look, nowhere in Shas to say Machlokas. Three times in Shas, Rav says, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanu. Twice in Shas says, Lo Kani Le Gufe. Why didn't the Gemara ever point out it's Machlokas? Because it's not. Lo Kani Le Gufe is the Lashon of, I'm not saying it's Bedoik and Lashon. I don't know why each Lashon means both things. It's just jargon. It's just code words. Lokani Lagufi means not a total Kenyan. Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi doesn't mean a total Kenyan. It means a partial Kenyan. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, you can't be Mochel. That's the Nafkamina Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. Meaning, I can't say, you know, I'm Mochel, you're Aptus. No, I have a Kenyan. And you can't be mochel a kinyan. I can be mochel a debt, right? If you owed me $100, I can be mochel. But if I own something, I can't be mochel. I have to be machne. That's enough. Enough means I can't be mochel. And likewise in Baba Kama, the nafkamina is that it's considered Gezel to run away. That's the whole Dion, Gezel, Kanani. There's a difference in stealing and not paying my debt. So that if he runs away, that's not merely defaulting on a debt. He's actually stealing. Right? So what do you see here? There's a Kenyan. There's actually stealing. Okay, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chaf Ches, every Gufo Kanoi, is that it's a Mishbayan Al Ha'avadim, learning the Torah Shvua and other things. Avadim, we consider Avadim. But what's the difference? I think the difference is that over here, what's Tosfos saying? We're not saying he's totally a Kenyan Gomer. We're just saying there's some Kenyan there, right? There's some Kenyan there. I can't be Mochel because there's a Mikdas Kenyan. There's some Kenyan there. If he runs away, that's because they're stealing, because he's stealing something. He's not stealing his whole self. But he's stealing something. Likewise, if you're suing, since there's some Kenyan there, that's considered actually talking about Avadim. So he says, this is not a Kenyan Gomer. There's no machlokes at all. There's no afugi de rabba. There's no kinyan gomer. That's called lukani le gufe. But eved ivri gufo kanoi means a partial kinyan, and therefore there's no steer at all. That's all the Rishonim say against this rach. There's no such thing as afugi de rabba. There's no machlokes. There aren't two opinions in shas. Every amora agrees that he's not a kinyan gomer and he is a partial kinyan. What's the nature of this partial kinyan is? Is a big machlokus Rishonim. What's the nature of this partial kinyan? But many Rishonim say that's a that's a, there's a ktsos like this and a ritva and a day in the Meiri who says what's the partial kinyan? The partial kinyan is like a mashon. Really, he just owes me work, but I have a kinyan mashon in him that he should really pay me his work. Right, but I don't really own him. I just have a kinyan mashkom. Baal chov konam mashkom. I have a partial kinyan. The more the Rishonim say, the Meiri himself and the Tosfos Rosh and Bava Kama, Tosfos Rosh and Bava Kama says, I'll just he says, "Delo kani liyisrael legufa elo ma'isi yadav." A kinyan the ma'isi yadav. I'm koneh the right to his work, but I'm not koneh the actual guf. I'm just calling it the right to his work. So that's what the Rishonim say. Either it's a kinyan lemaisa yadav.
It's like an isha.
Or kinyan lemashkon. Right, almost all the Rishonim say some variation of one of these two things. It's just a partial kinyan. Again, the Tosfos Rosh and Bava Kama says the first. It's a kinyan lemaisa yadav. Likewise, the Raven and the Meiri like that. And there's a Ktos and a Ritva who say it's like a Kinyan Mashkon. Those are the main Shitas. So, therefore, there's no Machlokes in the first place. No such thing as Lafuki Derab. Okay, that's just the fundamental Machlokes we've shown about Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi, the Shitas Yachid of the Yesh Omer and the Ramah. It's not called the Shitas Yachid, even though the Yesh Omer can't be the Ramah, because it's a couple hundred years before. But, says that there's machlok, is that gufo kanoi, and our sugya is coming down on one side, on the side of Bava Tzi, it's having tests against the side of Kedushin and Bava Kama. But lechora, we don't pass that way. All the other Rishonim in the world say there's no machlok at all, and our Gemara is not lefugi from everything, because everyone knows lo kani legufe, it's not a Kenyan gomer, and everyone knows gufo kanoi, it's a Kenyan b'mitzas. Okay, just to briefly finish up the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Metzias Ishta, Gersha Pshita. What do you mean? If you're Megarish your wife, it's obvious that you don't get her Metzia. You are not married anymore. Obviously, you don't get the Metzia. Hacha Maeskina, Megureshas, Veinim Megureshas. No, this is the case of Megureshas, Veinim Megureshas. What would we call that? Migureshes, feinim migureshes. Suffik migureshes. Damer Rabzera Mishmol. Kamalkim Shalom Kham migureshes. Feinim migureshes. Bani lachayim zonas seha. Right, the dinner Rabzera Mishmol. Whenever a woman suffering migureshes, she's supposed to pay her mizonos. You still have to pay her mizonos. And the Rishonim assume, why do I still have to pay her mizonos?
She can't get married.
Because she can't get married. I mean, me suffik. Should I really have to pay her mizonos? The suffik whether or not we're married. Theoretically. Hamos ben Alaraya shouldn't have to pay mizonos, but I shouldn't have to pay mizonos. Be suffic. That's what the Rishonim point out all over. That, for example, if the fellow then dies, his estate doesn't have to pay mizonos because it's Hamos ben Alaraya. An Amana normally gets mizonos, but here she does. Suffic Amana suffic. We should have mizonos. Hamos ben Alaraya. But over here, but over here, in the suffic gereshes, the din she's meukeves machmasay. Since she can't remarry, therefore, it's not fair that he should keep her in aguna. She can't marry someone else, so who's going to support her? So he has to support her until he lets her marry someone else. So now, what might you think? You might think, since he's supporting her, he deserves the metziah. Right? After all, if he's supporting her, he should get a metziah. So, correct. So the answer is, no, there's a chiddush he doesn't get. You might think he should get the mitzvah if he supports her. The chiddush is, even though he supports her, he doesn't get the mitzvah. Why? Because it's not that, meaning, what's the mitzvah of Eva? If I support her, then I'm going to resent it if I don't get the metziah. So you might think they made a takana, general takana, whenever I support her, I get the metziah. But no, they only made the takana when they want to avoid eva. In a normal married couple, he supports her, he's going to have eva if she doesn't get the metziah. They don't want to ruin the marriage. But over here, he already suffered divorced her. He already hates her. It's like he already hates her anyway. So therefore, since he already hates her anyway, there's no need for the takana. I mean, we don't really care about the fairness that he's supporting her and does get the metziah. We just care about the shalom bayis. Here, they have no shalom bayis anyway. What do you mean he suffering divorced her? It means he wanted to divorce her, but technically messed up, you know, the details. So therefore, since they already hate each other, or at least he already hates her, there's no need for the takana. Okay. They're similar. They're similar.
You just said that the metzila katan is made darker shalom.
Yeah, metzila katan is darker shalom. They're the same idea that people shouldn't fight. Just they use the phrase mishum eva when like someone would be resentful of someone else. Like you don't want someone to be resentful and hate them out of resentment. They use phrase darker shalom when people just get into a fight stop.
It's more localized also. Eva is usually specific.
Correct. You're getting at the same point. Shalom ba'olam, but eva means like one guy would hate someone else because they would resent a certain thing, so they make a takana against it. Darkei shalom means stam. People might fight over something, like over who gets the metziah, even though no one hates each other. But it's obviously the same philosophical goal. Okay, the Rav here brings a Yerushalmi, right? What does Yerushalmi say? Oh, I didn't tell you to look at the Rav, but you know the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Mitzias irsha isha shegirsha afi shalom nasla adayim subasa, Mitziasa shela. If you divorced your wife and didn't pay the ksuba, she gets her mitziah. Okay, let me rest her enemy reshes. And we say that means ingress or enemy reshes. Pierce the Tamar Yitzchal, but says in the Yerushalmi, Adam shegirsha isha losa, even if he vada divorced her or didn't pay the ksuba, chayim zonasa, he has to feed her. Ad sheyitin lapruta achrona, until he gives her the full ksuba. Amr of Yosef, Nesis number came. Amr of Oshir Shultomer, Holmheim Zonasea, Nesis number came. Amr of Oshir Shultomer, Holmheim Zonasea, she parks, Subasa, Tavis Yashalal, Fogin Tanin sees Ishigirsha, Le Axma. Okay, so what are the Mishnah? If you have to give him Rizonos, then why don't you get a Mitzvah? The answer is that's exactly the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Says even though you have to feed her, you still don't get the metziah. Why? So they don't say, because you already have eva, because you divorced her. Okay, now the big machlokes we've shown him here is, do we accept the Yerushalmi, or do we not accept the Yerushalmi? Right? What did the Rif say here? What did the Rif say? What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says that Giresh es Ishto Velo nasan la subasa chayav bimzono seha. Now, what does our Mishnah say? Ishto shigirsha lo nasan la ksuba. It's only ishto shigirsha lo nasan la ksuba. How did Yerushalmi read our Mishnah? Ishto shigirsha lo nasan la ksuba. Even though you have to be mizonos, you still don't get the metziah. Right? How does the Bavli read our Mishnah? Megareshes, ve'inim megareshes. So, do we agree with this Yerushalmi or not?
There could be other reasons that you just didn't get around to giving her the ksuba.
Do we accept this Yerushalmi? So, Rabbi Yochananel seems to say yes when he quotes Yerushalmi, and the Inter is famously quoting the Russian, everyone else here as saying yes. The Rif and many other Rishonim say no. What are the Rif's two proofs that we don't accept the Yerushalmi? Exactly, our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says an actual divorced woman is pshita, so it must be talking about aggressive and aggressive. Right, what are his proofs? One, our Gemara, which says, Ishto shegirsha velo nasan laksubasa pshita. It's Pashi doesn't get a Mitzvah. Why is it Pashi doesn't get a Mitzvah? Because he's not feeding her, so it's Pashi doesn't get a Mitzvah. What's so Pashi? It's Pashi because he's not feeding her, right? He's not paying Mizonos. So if he's not paying mizonos, that's why it's pasha. So they said it has to be mugresh, and mugresh is where he is paying mizonos, and then it's not pasha, then you need a svara. What's the second proof? He says, the second proof is, I mentioned in the Niksubas. What it's saying in the Niksubas? That, yeah, Isha Sheba'a Mimdinas Hayam Ve'amra. No.
Two cases.
But here's the case. Amra Yershani Bali. What does she get? She gets
up to Ksuba.
Gets Mizonos up to her Ksuba. Why? It's a suffix whether we believe her or not. So therefore, suffix Grusha, suffix Ishas Ish. So she can still get Mizonos up to her Ksuba. If I'm an Ishas Ish, give me it's Mizonos. If I'm a Grusha, it's my Ksuba. Once you pass the Ksuba, then we say, maybe you yourself admit it. You're not valid, even better, you're not valid. You admit your grusha, you already got your suba. So that's what the, so what is the rift taina? But, according to the Yushalmi, she should get mizonos forever. Even if she is a grusha. Right, according to the Yishalmi, even if she is a grusha, she should get her mizonos forever. Why? Because a grusha gets mizonos until her ksuba is paid. So since he didn't pay the ksuba, she gets mizonos. So therefore, she just gets mizonos forever. If she's an ishah, she gets mizonos forever. And if she's a grusha, since no one paid her ksuba, she gets mizonos forever. So therefore, this proves you don't hold like the Yishalmi. Okay, the Rif has two proofs you don't hold like the Yishalmi. How does the Itter get out of these proofs? How does the Itter answer these proofs? The Itter answers these proofs and says, as far as our sugya, he says, what did our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, Girsha Pshita, if you divorce her, it's Pasha, you don't get her Mitzia. What did we think it meant? It's Pasha, you don't get her Mitzia because you're not feeding her. What did the Itter say it meant? It says, Pshita, that there's already Eva. That's what he meant. Pshita, that there's no Takana Metzia, because Pshita, you already have Eva. You divorced her. The Gemara didn't mean Pshita, there's no having to get Metzia, meaning this whole thing that you already have Eva is already in the Pshita, so the Ritter says. If you divorce her, Pshita, you already have Eva, and there's no need for a Takana. The Chiddush of Migresha and Migreshes, you might have thought since you're paying Mizonos, there's going to be Eva, and since it's only something, maybe there's still hope for Shalom Bayis. So Kamashwan, once you suffer Mugresh, there's no hope for Shal Bayis, and there's already Eva. Pshita, so the Pshita is not Pshita that you're not feeding her, so you won't have Eva. Not Pshita, you won't have Eva. Pshita, there's already Eva. That's a different way he reads the Pshita. Pshita, what did he say? Pshita, the Hacha Isla Eva Eva. She's already divorced. What greater Eva is that? Okay, what does he do for the Isha Midinus Ayam? How does he get out of that proof for him? He says that, here's the question. The idea that until you pay the ksuba, you have to give her mizonos, is that a din or a knas? I mean, is that a din that built in through the chiyuv of ishus, is that you have to support her until you leave her in good circumstances? Or is it a knas because you're not doing, you're not cooperating with the law?
It's the force of the
ksuba, it's a knas. So what does he say? He says, the chiyuv mizonos is a knas to force the husband to pay. So why doesn't the knas apply in this woman who came from Dina Siyam and claims she was divorced?
Because it's not the husband.
Because, the husband isn't here. Right? It may be the Bezdin, it may be the Yorshim, the husband from Dina Siyam. He's not here. We just want to know what Bezdin should do. Exactly. And it doesn't apply if he's in Medinas Hayam. Of course, if he was here, either he would deny and say I didn't divorce her, or he would say I admit I divorced her, and then we put a knas, make him pay. But there's no point, you can't make a knas on the husband if he couldn't pay anyway if he's Medinas Hayam. That's what the Itter says, that's what the Ravid says against the riff in at the very Nixubas. This is the last riff in Nixubas, practically, and then the last Ravid in Nixubas. That's why this whole Sefer Sukkos, he quotes from the first paragraph is the riff, second paragraph the right, but it's very, in the end, he agrees with the riff that we don't hold like the Shabbat. He says this is not a valid proof. Only the last paragraph, Amar Mechav, is the Ramban himself. The Sefer Sukkos, it's parallel to the Melchomas Hashem. Just Melchomas Hashem is defending the riff against the Baal Amor. Sefer Sukkos is defending the riff against the right. What does he say here? He says at the end of the fourth line of the last paragraph, Ela asol hara for being the Ravid, the dinah shel Yerushalmi knas. Right, the Ravid and the Itter holds that the dinah of Yerushalmi is a knas. Kimasarev lefro ksuba sheitim mezonos. Since he refused to pay the ksuba, he has to pay mezonos. Bezdin came to Kimasarev and Litel, and they shayim in verse with Yerushalayim lozot. And here she comes from the Dizayam to Bezdin, and the only reason they're not paying his ksuba on his behalf because they don't have proof of his divorce. So of course they shouldn't have to have a knas. So he says, what does the Ritva think? The Ramban says, what does the Ritva think? The Ramban answers back, not the Ritva, for the Rif. What does the Ramban answer back for the Rif? After all, why should it? Why is this different from the Yerushalmi? Why should it be Knas from the Yerushalmi? So he says, first of all, he says, Lomli Yiknas al Bausal Perm Dina Sayyam, Lotiz and Allah, when you want to shach. First of all, maybe they should have a knas. Why didn't the Baal give the ksuba Medina Sayyam? He should have paid her Medina Sayyam. So therefore, they should make him support her, because until he pays her, not until he wants to pay her, it's not just these here. If he had his chance and he missed his chance, let him make a knas until he comes to Medina Sayyam. So that's his first time. But all he says, though, we lost the last page of the Sefer Zuchos in Ksubas. What does he say? A, maybe the Knas is still Shayach because he should have paid Bin Dinas Hayam, right? And that's why the Rav knew what the Itter would say, or what the Ravid would say. Or B, he says, and this is the Chiddush of the Ramban, it's not a Knas, it's a Din. And here we have a very fundamental Machlokes, right? What is the nature of this Yerushalmi? According to the Itter and the Ravid, it's a Knas. But according to the Sefer HaZachos, in his last answer, it's a din. So you have a hakira and how to understand the Yerushalmi. That's what he says. If it's a din, then who cares if he's a Medina Sayyam or here? It's not to do with wrongdoing. It's a din. What's the din? The din is that mezonos and ksuba go together. The whole din is that he has to support her. Part of the, until there was a ksuba, obviously you only support her until there's divorce, until they were talking to ksuba. Once they were talking to ksuba, what that means is that he hasn't finished up his marital obligations till he pays the ksuba and gives her a secure financial footing. So until he gives her a secure financial footing, he's still responsible for her. And this is a big chiddush. We would have thought until now that divorce is divorce. The ksuba is just a debt that you owe. Right? And that's what most of you shouldn't hold in the Bavli. You don't have to pay any mezonos. Once you divorce, you divorce. And that's what the Itter and the Ravid hold, even in the Yerushalmi. Yeah, if you do have to pay mezonos, only as a knas, because you're in contempt of court, because you're not, well, maybe you're not in contempt of court, but you're definitely in contempt of halacha, because you're not fulfilling your obligations. But the Ramban is a big chiddush in the Yerushalmi. The Ramban says, no, maybe the Yerushalmi didn't mean it as a knas, it meant it as a din, and the chiddush is that until you pay the ksuba, the marriage is not over. Lenin is served after the marriage is over, right? Until I pay the ksuba, she's allowed to marry someone else, even lechachila, right? Het or gomer, she can marry whoever she wants. There's no iseracious ish anymore, that's clear. Le'inyan, Kirov, Hadas, clearly once I divorce her, if I'm a Kohen, I can't go to her funeral, etc. There's no Avelos. Clearly there's no Kirov, Hadas anymore. But Le'inyan, the momentous obligation of the marriage, until you pay the ksuba, you haven't ended the marriage. It's not called ending the marriage until you put her on the right, secure financial footing afterwards, until you fulfill your obligation about ending the marriage. And therefore, for momentous, the marriage continues until you pay the...
Even if she remarries?
What?
Even if she would marry, he would still be chayav mezonot?
That is a fascinating question. I'm not sure. I'm not. It's a good question. I mean, if it was a knas, then about it. Even if she marries, let him pay mezonot because it's a good knas on him. If it's a din, then maybe you could say that once someone else is chayav mezonot, you have two people chayav mezonot. That's a good question. I'm not sure. What?
Why? I mean, if it's a din, then why would that be mafkia just because she's entered into another
contract? Right. Could be. Could be. That's, I'm not sure. Say it's a, sorry, Ian. I thought maybe, although this is a, this is not so posh in the right, but you could say nafka mina between this might be, does he get maisiyah deha? We know he doesn't get mitziyah. That's Mefurish Mishnah. Does he get maisiyah deha? It's a knas. Then of course you shouldn't get maisiyah deha. We only want to knas him as much as we can. We don't want to, like, make it even it out or make it fair. The whole point is to be unfair and give him a knas. If it's a din, then maybe you could say that at least a maisiyah deha has less than the mezonos, right? That he could still get maisiyah deha because the maisa until he is until he finishes obligations, then he still has the relationship continues.
So why do you say it's a relationship to marriage? Okay, I don't know if it makes a difference, but you say in other words, like in every marriage, there's the tzad isur and the tzad momna. So the tzad isur is gone, and the tzad momna still exists. It's like a tviya, any tviya. But what? Here, since if somebody owes somebody else money, we don't say, well, you have to support him until you pay the money. But here, since Chomin said, no, he has to pay mezonos until he finishes his financial obligation, as opposed to other debts, which we don't find something like that. But the marriage is there. It has nothing to do with marriage anymore. It has to do with the shtar.
Right, ask him with the ksuba. I think you're right. Meaning, let's see, the mezonos and the ksuba. I mean, the ksuba, maybe that's a proper way to say it. What's the din? The din is that the mezonos... What does he say? What's his lashon that he ends with there before it got cut off? Agidi bahadodi v'kachim. Something, mezonos is integrated into the ksuba. That's his chiddush. Midar raisa, mezonos just come from marriage. Sheirach sasavan asalo yigra. But midar bonim, when you're talking the ksuba, they didn't leave just mezonos for marriage, plus a ksuba payment for divorce. After all, what does it say in our ksubas? Va'ana, Eker va'aflech, va'farnes, seizem va'farnes, asikulichi, gelbuz guvin yudan, debokun, umzan, and farnes, in l'shem, v'kushta. Right? It says in the ksuba that I'll give you mezonos. Then the chiv's a right to give mezonos. You could say it's just a cute reminder in the ksuba so that no one should forget. But maybe the point is another. Rabat says, why do we write mezonos in the ksuba? Because there's a new chiv mezonos in the ksuba. Besides the chiv mezonos midaraisa, which comes from being married, there's a new chiv mezonos in the, which is part of the chiv ksuba. Part of the chiv ksuba is a part of the chiv mezonos. And therefore, if you haven't finished your chiv ksuba until you paid the ksuba money, then until you pay the ksuba money, you still have to pay mezonos. And actually, the idea of nifla, the Mishnah never says you're right on an ekor v'afarnes ezon v'achalpul sikhilichi in the ksuba. Our minhag is obviously to write that. It would be a deal of nifla. Why would we write something in the ksuba that's a chiv d'oraisa anyway? According to Sefer Zechus, according to Yerushalmi, according to Sefer Zechus, we write in the ksuba because it used to be a chiv d'oraisa when you're married. Now it's part of the chiv ksuba, and therefore, until you finish paying your ksuba, the chiv mezonos, still stands.
It's sort of not the same thing, of course, but it's sort of parallel to the idea behind the prenuptial agreement. In other words, did you impose some sort of chiyu until you take care of your other obligations? Not the same thing, obviously, because you have the still Easter.
Right. There is definitely some level of parallel. Okay.
Everyone holds ksuvs rabbanan, or isn't it?
It is machlokas with the ksubas drabbanan, but I would assume that everyone would hold at least that this. There's machlokas with the ksubas drabbanan. Everyone agrees that details that are added into the ksubas drabbanan. I mean, ksubas bin dichrin, everyone agrees is only midrabbanan. So everyone agrees there are many details in the ksuba that are only drabbanan. Lachor, everyone agrees that this detail is drabbanan. I don't think anyone would say this detail is Doraisa. Then it would be just the Nifla in our Shark Suba. However, we don't hold that way, right? We hold that the Babli disagrees with Yushalmi, and even people who possibly Babli agrees with Yushalmi say it's a Knas. So we don't hold like this Lumdus. We hold no, that once you're divorced, there is no Chiyuvazonos at all, that there's no special Chiyuvazonos in the Ksuba, it's just a nice reminder in the Ksuba, and really the Chiyuvazonos has nothing to do with the Ksuba, it's just a nice Chazarashir. And once you're divorced, there's no Chiyuvazonos, according to the way we Paskin, and even the Yerushalmi, according to the Itcher of the Raiva, there's only Chiyuvazonos as a Knas, not as a fundamental part of the Ksuba. Okay, we'll have to finish the rest of Bav Metzia on our own. Meretz Hashem. Meretz Hashem, Yashar Koach, and we'll pick up Meretz Hashem next week with the summer slam.
Will that be a
Shev
Psicha tomorrow?
I'll put a little Shir Psicha in.